possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I reposted today at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, an EV. It's a Ford malfunction. I'm not calling out a brand because it's all these brands are doing EVs, right. But I put it out there because it's terrifying. The steering locked up, the gas floored on the freeway, and you see as the guy pulls up to him because he's trying to say, you know, see what the hell's going on. There's a guy in the car and he's praying.
Literally, you can see him praying. I commented on your post. It's unbelievable.
And this is why, and look, I've seen these. It's Waymo, right? Waymo cars? Is that
yeah.
right?
I saw around? One yesterday as I was stuck in that endless traffic roll on Juniper down to two lanes.
It's still freaky for me to roll up and see a car turn with nobody in it. But and I'm not taking one of them, but I eventually will because I think you can do it now through the Uber app either way. But this is frightening. And when we talk about self-driving cars, more and more companies are doing this. You can even buy services, and it's beyond Tesla now, where, hey, you can get the self-driving service for, you know, a year or whatever. And I get it. People on the highway, it went from cruise control, where you still had to have your hands on the wheel, to now self-driving, where I don't have to do anything except push a button. This is scary. Go check it out and put them up. See Dukes, man. I said, hell no. I'm not interested.
Now, I told you that game. We left the Tampa Bay Falcons game down in Raymond James, and the driver had it on autonomous mode. And I was like, could you please take control? I mean, I basically said, you want a tip? Take control of the car. Because I'm not dealing with this. You can see on the screen what it senses all the people at the crosswalk. And I understand the technology before you nerds start hitting me up. And I do understand that, you know, when we fly, technically a large chunk of the air travel is autonomous airplane computers, autopilot. But the pilot and the co-pilot are still in the freaking cockpit. So that's a big difference to me. No way I will ever do this. And I'm telling you, man, it's not even the Waymo technology. It's the Waymo anticipating the crappy drivers on the road to begin with.
Yeah.
You know?
No, look, I know this is where we're headed. I hear you. But, boy, that's a scary situation. And, by the way, I will tell you right now before you go look at the video and put him up, see Dukes. The end result of this is because he doesn't have control of the car, he ends up in another lane, gets hit, and I don't know if anybody was injured. It doesn't look that way, but, man, that's scary stuff. Mike, Steven hits us up. He says, guys, Easton Stick started 4 games in 23 for the Chargers when Herbert went down. Passed for 1,100 yards, a couple of touchdowns, I think 3 touchdowns, and a pick. He said he had a rushing touchdown. He has experience. And, Steven, you're right. But nobody has the experience that Kirk Cousins does.
No, and the thing is, a couple guys hit us up on the text line, and I appreciate it. Jimmy says, you know, what if Michael Penix flounders? Where is this coming from all of a sudden? You know, we talked about him stepping up in a playoff atmosphere, you know, and doing enough to win the game against the Commanders. The coach took you out of the last possession with bad clock management, and then he scored 38 points against the Panthers. You lose that game because your defense sucks. So I know it's still a small sample size. This team is committed to Penix. And one thing, guys, I was telling the guys on Twitter, even if Michael struggles, we're not going to get into this yo-yo thing. Because then you truly have a full-blown quarterback controversy. And that's the last thing this franchise is ever going to go. They're committed to Michael Penix Jr. If they can find a trade partner for Cousins, you know, Day-Day was talking about Easton Stick as well, Carl. He looks good. Again, all you can do is say he looks good. It's the level of competition. If he struggled, we'd have that conversation. But all they want to do is find a good partner for a trade with Cousins. If not, we've got the best insurance policy. But Michael Penix Jr., Carl, will be afforded every single opportunity.
As he should.
This year.
As he should. Top 10 pick, he should be afforded all the opportunities. Guys, I said this. Bryce Young got benched. And now all of a sudden, he looks like it clicked. He's right. Got it. They didn't give up on him. They just needed him to see a few things. And now he's seeing it. And so, is he going to be the quarterback again, taken in the top 10? We think he is. And I think our guy is as well. 404-726-0929. More on the Falcons coming up. We're going to talk some college football as well as we count down to the college football season. A lot of people talking about greatest ever or bust. That's the narrative. And I don't think it's right. But we'll get into that. Before we do, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, first things first. We're talking about Michael Penix. Mike and I had a chance to talk to Chris Blair. He's trying to make this team. He's been seeing Penix each and every day, guys, and he'll play a lot in the second preseason game. We'll give you the rundown tomorrow as we get ready for the Titans from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. By the way, all of our interviews online at odyssey.com. Go click on, man, and hear all the interviews we did at camp. You name it, we talked to them. And if we didn't, Andy and Randy did. Right. And if they didn't, the morning shift did. Nobody covered the Falcons and has since camp started like Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. With that said, here is Chris Blair talking to us about Michael Penix.
Absolutely, yeah. We're riding with him for sure. He's coming out every day. He's making plays. He's got that swag that you want to see in a quarterback. Every time he makes a big throw or something like that, he just kind of gives us this look. We already know that he's on. He's ready. But, yeah, man, he's balling. He's taking command of the huddle. Everybody trusts him, and he got everybody trust. So that's the main thing. Like, long as the team believes in him, I think we're going to work out well.
Right on, man. Now, part of this is, you know, what's he doing? How's his evolution as a quarterback? You know, because some guys hit us up, well, I heard he was 10 for 15. Yeah, and he threw it away. Okay? Now, you guys, we were there. Carl and I, we saw it. And Falcons fans saw it. His teammates saw it. You know, everybody from the NFL Network was there and saw it over the week. If he's got a situation, he's smart enough to say, I'm not going to force it. He throws it away.
Right.
Now, for instance, Cam Ward was not making those same decisions and throwing it into people's feet, throwing it into double coverage, throwing deflections and interceptions.
Yeah, and again, that will happen in a real game where you don't want him to throw it and he throws it away. Some incompletions are good incompletions, guys. That's fine.
Hey, look, by the way, I can't have this argument now with you guys. I said you guys were all gaslit. I said it was the stupidest thing in the history of the NFL. And now you guys are telling me you're worried about Penix? No, it's Penix's time. This is Penix's time to shine. Okay, and we'll figure out as we are what's going to happen with Cousins.
No doubt. Meanwhile, around the NFL, Mike, this is interesting because Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, who's having a great camp, by the way, is expected to have his disciplinary hearing with the NFL on Tuesday, September 30th. Mm. So here's the deal. We already know Rice is now likely to be able to play in the first 4 weeks of the season before any potential disciplinary action is happened.
Or should he just take the 4-game suspension and get on with his life?
See, so this is the thing. Remember, this was done and imposed for his role in a multi-car crash in Dallas that happened in 2024. It was during the offseason. But Rashee Rice was off to a great start, then got hurt, okay? And now you're dealing with this. They have high expectations for him, Mike, but the bottom line is he's finally going to get a chance to do this. But, do you play these first 4 games?
Well, that's just it. I mean, guys are saying, look, you know, you've got guys getting suspended for entire seasons for gambling. And I understand the implications of why you don't want the sport to be, you know, corrupted. And this guy could have killed people, okay? We've all talked about it. Look, I drive fast. I'm not getting holier than thou on the speeding thing. But if you're going to drive that car like that, go get some driving lessons from a professional on a track.
Mm.
Okay, even then, it's not cool to be doing that in traffic because you can't predict what people are going to do when you're weaving in and out on the interstate. So people could have died. And, you know, remember, a guy just brought us a great point on Twitter. Josh Gordon, they treated him like a crime lord for smoking weed, you know? I mean, Ray Rice went Joe Palooka on his girl. You're going to give this guy the same amount of time? And by the way, this whole process makes no sense. have the adjudication now before the season begins. As Oren points out, these are the toughest four games of the season for the Chiefs.
It is. It's a heck of a start for them. But that is out there. Hey, I don't know how good the Steelers are going to be. I'm on the other side of this, by the way. I think they're going to be better than most people think. But I still think it's the Ravens' division to win. And then there's Joe Burrow and those guys. But Jalen Ramsey was talking about what makes Aaron Rodgers great.
Well, first off, I'm just about to take away like his arm talent and his precision, his accuracy, and the no-look passes and all that. Forget about all that for the second. Can't forget about it, but for the second, forget about it. The confidence that he brings, that whole offense, like everybody around him wants to be great, and it's kind of like nobody wants to let him down.
Yeah.
The best teams that I've been on, that's been like how the whole team is. When I was in L.A., I didn't want to let AD down.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to let Aaron Donald down. Mm-hmm. Other guys on the team felt the same way.
Hmm. Okay. And look, I get that. He's still got to do his part. And we're not talking about Ramsey. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Mike, but you know what? Are they going to have a decent running game? I don't know. Is DK Metcalf going to have the kind of year they expect him to have? I don't know. Because everybody in Cowboy land is talking about how good Pickens has looked, despite the Parsons stuff. So maybe, Mike, and maybe Aaron Rodgers and company are better than we think they're going to be.
You know, I mean, the Pickens, there's a couple of highlights of him kind of doing like those, basically looking like Odell Beckham out there making some unbelievable grabs and get some oohs and ahs. It's just a matter of when the going gets tough. Does he keep his head on straight? Has he finally matured? Pickens has got all the talent in the world. Everybody knows. Saw him play at Georgia, knows that. But he just kind of gets himself into these situations where he gets, you know, childish and acts like a knucklehead. But, hey, we'll see. Meanwhile, I'm with you with the Steelers. You know, you got the Cam Hayward situation, right? They've got their own. That's a minor distraction. I think he comes to his senses because reality check is, you know, no one's going to give you any more money. You're 36. You know, maybe they try to massage it, give a little bit of a bonus just to shut him up and get on with the season. I don't know. And look, I love him, but I'm just saying, there's times you have leverage and there's times you have no leverage.
Well, speaking of leverage, what do you think about Jerry Jones when he was asked about Micah Parsons and the contract extension? They asked him, have you guys spoken? And Jerry said, no. And then they said, well, what's stopping you from talking? And he said, nothing. Mike, this is getting weirder by the day between these two. And again, Parsons has not talked to the media except once the entire time at camp.
I mean, like, Jerry, the clock is ticking on your mortality, on Cowboys fans' patience. I mean, this is it. What do you do? Why do you do this every single time? No, granted, the alternative to this is Jerry Jones coming out like Arthur Blank. Micah Parsons is going to be a Cowboy for life, the way Arthur did with Julio, which took all the bargaining power away from Thomas Dimitroff when Julio wanted a raise with a few years left on his deal. But getting back to Micah Parsons, you got to have him. You got to move the money around, figure it out. You got a room full of capologists. This should never come to this. And now you're also alienating people already working for you because you look like you don't know what you're doing.
No doubt. Hey, guys, it's 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. By the way, last hour was brought to you by our friends at Total Body Therapy. Don't want to forget our friends, Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. Coming up, we're going to talk some college football. And also, Day-Day's got some things on his mind. Mike, I was just watching this rant, by the way, of NIU coach Thomas Hammack going in on the transfer portal, and people were giving him crap about it. I wish more coaches would speak out about this, man.
It's a great piece of video. It's out there. You can just...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Search it. I retweeted it earlier today at Mike Bell, ATL. Danny Cannell had it up there earlier this morning, and I followed Danny, so I got it. And we'll get into it in depth, but he's basically talking about, and it's unfortunate, Carl, it's the world we probably all want for college football, but it's the reality of the world we're living in. But it's kind of a throwback to old school mentality, which I'm sure there's probably thousands of coaches around the country going, hell yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.